Salam, love of friends. There are many sparks of sanctity in each person in the group. And when you collect all the sparks of sanctity into one place as brothers with love and friendship, you will certainly have a very high level of sanctity for the time being from the light of life. Baal Salam, love of friends. There are many sparks of sanctity in each person in the group. And when you collect all the sparks of sanctity into one place, as brothers, with love and friendship, you will certainly have a very high level of sanctity, for the time being, from the light of life.
I didn't want to do this. First, Omri came up to me earlier for the first Yom Shabbat this morning, and I luckily had duties over at the multimedia table, so I didn't have to do it. And then they came back at me, and I couldn't find a good excuse not to serve the friends. This obligation that we put ourselves in is our only escape from ourselves. It's the only way out, and I feel blessed and privileged to be here with you guys and to know that you guys are all trying. And we are all trying. L'chaim. Sorry, I'm a newbie. Share with the friends an example of the greatness of the Creator you felt in a friend. Workshop question. Sorry, I'll repeat. Share with the friends an example of the greatness of the Creator that you felt in a friend.
Well, I saw an example.
Can you please put...
I was going to say, I saw an example with my friend sitting next to me here that just spoke. It's not.
We are workshopping.
All right, let's try this again. I saw an example with my friend sitting next to me. He really showed how much he wanted to serve the friends, rising above himself, and sharing his heart with us. And it was such an example that I don't think I'll ever turn down a chance to speak again after seeing this guy go.
I've had the privilege over the last 2 days to work with the YH team. And these friends are so dedicated, and they have taught me so much just being around them, just wanting to emulate their qualities. It's just been absolutely amazing working with these friends and the love that they want to pour into the Kli. It's an inspiration, and so just a perfect example to follow in service to the friends.
Yeah, I got a great example from a friend in the form of devotion to the teacher. So he comes to me and he says, "Hey, did you get the invite for the meeting with Rav?" I was like, I check my WhatsApp, nothing, no invite. So the envy that this friend gave to me from knowing there's some, like, you know, that there's the break times are being used to further, like, develop and advance the Congress by a very special group of people that just care so much. It just really gave me such an impression.
I'm getting all kinds of impressions just walking around here for the last hour since we came out of the last lesson. Like, friends are just like bees buzzing around, like talking about how we spill this light to the world. Everybody is concerned about the world, like coming up with ideas and just talking about it. And just the fact that everybody's heart is like nervous about this and like eagerness, this is a great example.
For me, a truly last workshop, that was the absolute greatness of the friends, that suddenly I feel that that's okay. You don't have to run away from the darkness. It's super great to reveal darkness and taste it, actually taste it through the words of the friends. It felt that they're ready to do that. And it gave me so much confidence that naturally my beast wants to run away when it's, you know, when it's painful, when it's like heard of. But it's okay.
You know, I think the guys that put together the Congress, an example is right next to me, actually, on both sides, but I'll talk more about this guy. It's a lot of work. And the creators are organizing everything, so you have all sorts of other challenges. And when I look at Yura, this guy for me is an example. He's a true brother. I've known him for 10 years, and I love him. And I'm happy that I have someone that's higher than me.
Hasta la... stand together, we cannot be wrong.
Hello, friends.
Friends?
Hi. I'm Corey from Taos, New Mexico. This is my first Congress. Hey, thanks.
Thanks.
I'm going to share with you a moment I had in my 10 yesterday. I've been working with a 10 remotely on Zoom in little tiny boxes on the screen, and had seen some really cool things happen inside the 10. It started to make sense to me. Little pieces of a whole emerging in workshops and starting to get an inkling of what's capable, what we're capable of working in a group. So this is my first time working in a physical group and seeing some more of the same. Wonderful. I've seen that trick before. And then yesterday we'd finished a workshop and the music started and the band's just amazing. And yeah, the band's really good. Even Zohar seems to be able to play pretty good. Who knew? So the band started playing, and my 10, we all had our arms around each other, and we were waving back and forth. And I suddenly had this realization, this moment where I was like, "Man, this is cheesy. This is weird, man." Normally, that type of thought would disconnect me from the moment, but that's the opposite happened. The moment after that thought, like my consciousness like zoomed out, and I saw the whole narrative of my life leading me to this moment. The reason why, all the stuff that led me to believe that this was cheesy, this sort of program in my head, and it was hysterical. And I started giggling maniacally, and my 10 looked at me like, what's going on? And I was like, it's okay. It was really good. And it was really beautiful, and what an amazing experience. Thank you guys so much. We're going to take a moment in silent prayer. Join us.
Yeah.